to Between the Lines for the week of August 20th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. To begin the show, the library is going to be gearing up for our Fall Story Hour. This fall, the theme is going to be Wild About Books, and it starts the week of September 12th and ends the week of October 17th, and it'll be here at the library in our meeting room. You can call or stop by the library to sign up your children. The sign-up actually begins on August 22nd. The address here is 101 East Prairie, or our phone number is 355-6674, and you can sign up your child for one session per week. So we look forward to seeing all the children here at the library for our Fall Story Hour. The library is excited to bring King Midas and the Mufflers back to Kearney County. They're going to be performing 50s and 60s music behind the library on Saturday the 20th at 7 p.m. to 9 o'clock. If weather is bad and rainy, we will be moving this event into the Lakin Grade School gym. So we want to thank the Lakin Grade School and USD 215 for allowing them to be our secondary site in case we have bad weather. If anybody's interested, be sure to stop by the library. Again, that is August 20th, which is this Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Listen to King Midas and the Mufflers singing 50s and 60s music. And we'll also have face painting out there, so kids and adults even, if you want, can get your faces painted. On Tuesday the 23rd, the library board is going to have their annual board staff luncheon at the Kearney County Library Meeting Room. It's going to be at noon, so the library itself will be closed during that noon hour. And we will reopen at 1 o'clock that afternoon on Tuesday. So be aware that that's going to be a little bit of a change for the library for next week. School is back in session, so we're going to start up with the school calendars again for this upcoming week for the Deerfield School System. On August 25th, they have the sports showcase. They have volleyball at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and football from 7:45 to 9 p.m. And then on the 27th, they will be having a volleyball game at Healy at 10 a.m. For the Lakin School District, we're going to be having weight, vision, and hearing screening at the Lakin Grade School throughout the week next week. And that's pretty much going to be the schedule. So for the children in the grade school and the parents, be aware that those screenings are going to be taking place. For activities for the rec center here in Lakin, they have water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool on Monday evening. Also on Tuesday evening, the 23rd, the water aerobics again at 6 p.m. On Wednesday the 24th, they have sewing at 1. And on Thursday the 25th, they have water aerobics at the pool again at 6 p.m. The St. Anthony Catholic Church is having their annual rummage and bake sale this Saturday on the 20th from 8 a.m. to noon. It's going to be in the St. Anthony Catholic Parish Hall. They are located at 306 Thorpe Street here in Lakin. If you're interested in finding a treasure and helping out the church, they'd be glad to see you stop by. Success begins with adult diploma program. You can obtain this at the Lakin Community Learning Center, the opportunity to earn your high school diploma with flexible hours, self-paced computer courses at the center or at home over the internet. If you're interested in possibly doing this through the Lakin Community Learning Center, you can contact Dev Burnbeck. He's the coordinator here at 355-8539, and he can give you the information on how you can begin your program. The Kearney County Commissioners is looking to fill two vacancies on the Kearney County Fair Board. They have two unexpired terms that they need to fill. If you're interested, please send a letter to the Board of County Commissioners indicating your desire to serve, and they will need to be received by Monday, August 29th by 8 a.m. The letter should be sent to Kearney County Clerk, P.O. Box 86, here in Lakin at 67860. The Kearney County Commissioners are also looking for volunteers to represent the county's older population on the Southwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging with the Sub-Regional Council. The purpose of this council is to assist SWKAAA in determining the needs of senior citizens in Kearney County in Southwest Kansas and to help them develop a coordinated and comprehensive plan to address those needs with the funding that it has been provided. The type of individual we are looking for can be a business person in the community, someone in the health profession, a home health care provider, caregiver, or a retired individual who would have some knowledge of the needs of older people in the county. The council meets 4 times per year, every 3 months, usually at a senior center within the area. Round trip mileage is also paid by SWKAAA for the participants to attend the meetings. If you are interested, individuals would serve on this council for 3 years, and there will be an opportunity to be reappointed for an additional term. This appointment would start on October 1st, 2016. Newly appointed members will also receive an orientation and training at their first meeting. If you are interested in being this representative for our senior citizens here in the county, please contact the county clerk at 355-6422. You can get more information about this council from the Southwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging. Their phone number is 1-800-742-9531. Just a friendly reminder, because school's back in session, but this has actually applied throughout the years, that with adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether it's in front of a school, business district, or on a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. The pedestrian's responsibilities is to always cross at a marked crosswalk, look left, right, left before entering the crosswalk, take your headphones off so as to hear oncoming vehicles, stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street, walk, don't run across the street, and if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. For drivers, their responsibilities are to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks, be prepared to stop, come to a complete stop if pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross, and never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at a crosswalk. Adults, if you would, please use the crosswalks in the community, because children always look at the adults and they emulate us pretty regularly, so be aware of that. This upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, they have PATH exercises on Monday at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 23rd, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, bingo at 1:30. On Wednesday, they have coffee at 8 again, PATH exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45. Meals site is that day as well at noon. And for that particular day, they're going to have sausage, peppers, and potatoes for the luncheon. Then on Thursday the 24th at 8 o'clock, they have coffee, yoga at 10, oils at 11. And then on Friday the 26th, you have coffee at 8 and PATH exercises at 10. For the Lakin United Methodist Church for this upcoming week, on Monday the 22nd, the men's and women's Emmaus groups will be meeting. So if you are part of those two groups, that will be a meeting on Monday the 22nd. On Tuesday the 23rd, the Lakin AA meeting will be held at 8 o'clock in the evening. On the 24th in Lakin, the TOPS will be meeting at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is Way In. The meeting starts at 8. There's also the City Council meeting here in Lakin at 6:30 that evening. On Thursday the 25th, they have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Department office from 9 to 11. Then they take a short break and they will be back to continue immunizations from 1 to 3. The Kearney County Rescue has a meeting at 6:30 that evening. The Lakin Gun Club is meeting at 7 that evening. And then AA meeting is at 8 o'clock on that evening as well. If you are interested in participating in the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce's $25 check this month, it is at the City of Deerfield office. That is located at 622 Main Street in Deerfield, and it's going to be for the month of August. So before they stop the entries, you can run over to the city office in Deerfield, visit with them, see what all they do for their community, and then sign up for a possibility to win a $25 check from the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce. There have been recent changes in the Farm Service Agency Farm Storage Facility loans. This program provides low-cost financing for producers to build or upgrade on-farm storage handling facilities and storage and handling trucks. Recent changes to the program will now include loans for storage and handling equipment, portable or permanently affixed, new or used, newer used storage and handling trucks that may be equipped with a variety of mechanical refrigeration systems. Refrigeration systems allow the producer to store, handle, and move eligible commodities from the producer's farm location to market or storage. Additionally, new FSFL microloans of up to $50,000, aggregated outstanding balance, with a 5% down payment, other provisions may apply, have been added. This microloan reduces the application requirement by allowing the producer to self-certify their production needs. If you're interested in possibly participating in this program, you can contact the local FSA office. Their number is 355-7911. Also, the Kearney County FSA wants to let the dairy producers in the area know that they can enroll to protect milk production margins. The USDA Farm Service Agency reminds dairy producers to enroll for the 2017 coverage in the Margin Protection Program for Dairy, also known as MPP-Dairy, by September 30th of this year. The voluntary program established by the 2014 Farm Bill provides financial assistance to participating dairy producers with when the margin, the difference between the price of milk and feed cost, falls below the coverage level selected by the producer. The Margin Protection Program gives participating dairy producers the flexibility to select coverage levels best suited for their operation. The enrollment began on July 1st and it ends on September 30th of 2016 for the coverage in the calendar year of 2017. Participating farmers will remain in the program through 2018 and pay a minimum $100 administrative fee each year. Producers have the option of selecting a different coverage level during open enrollment each year. So if you want more information of this program, you can stop by the FSA office here in Kearney County, which is in Lakin on Highway 50, or you can call them at 355-7911 to get more information as well. And before we go, we want to give another reminder that everybody is aware that there's road construction up at Highway 50 and 25 at that intersection. So the Kansas DOT is urging drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. That's going to do it for this go around. We hope everybody out there enjoys their weekend and their next week with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.